Good afternoon, evening, and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network at republicbroadcasting.org. Hour one of the broadcast here on this Monday, the 22nd of April, 2024. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the Official Narrative. You might be noticing a bit of a different reverb. I'm finally in a new space, fully having relocated to a new home, and finally got my workstation, computer area up and running. And it's a nice big room, a lot of space, gives a good acoustic, I think. So hopefully it'll come off well on the air. I actually had some compliments while I was using my phone in recent weeks. So I guess I'm just pretty good at picking up the voice with the phone as well there. But no, it's good to be in a bit more settled state finally. Some 2/3 of the way through April here. And finally things are seeming a bit more settled all around. As far as the world, it's seeming a bit more unsettled. Every passing year, month, day, hour, for that matter, but when we can make sense of the chaos, it's sort of like we're in the eye of the storm. It's a bit more calm when we understand what and why we have hurling at us from all directions. This is an interesting one to start things out with here. It's just an example of the times, I suppose. And the headline is How You Know the Joker is Running Things. Sheets. No, I'm not using slang, Eubonics curse there. It's a store chain, like sheets of paper, but they spell it in a way to have copyright. Sheetz. Sheets. You gotta go there. So, Sheets convenience stores accused of discriminating against minority job seekers by refusing to consider applicants with criminal records. Sheets. How dare you? A popular U.S. convenience store chain has been hit with a civil rights lawsuit accusing it of discriminating against minority job seekers because it requires applicants to have no criminal record. On April 18, the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, EEOC, announced that it had filed a lawsuit against Sheetz Inc., accusing the 24/7 convenience store chain of having discriminatory hiring practices that targeted minority applicants. Okay, convenience store. My error. According to the lawsuit, Sheetz has maintained a long-standing practice of screening all job applicants for records of criminal conviction and then denying them employment based on those records. As a result, the EEOC is accusing Sheetz of disproportionately screening out Black, Native American slash Alaska Native, and multiracial applicants. This is despite the fact that the lawsuit does not allege that Sheetz hiring practices were motivated by race. According to the EEOC press release, Sheets' hiring practices violates Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 1964, which prohibits workplace discrimination on the basis of race, sex, religion, and national origin. The EEOC filed suit in U.S. District Court for the District of Maryland, Northern Division, after first attempting to reach a pre-litigation settlement through its, well, this is just, I mean, it goes on and on. This is just ridiculous, folks. A consolation process. A consolation prize? It would have been better, I think, if it were, you know, some sort of office supply or, you know, Xerox-type, like, copying store, you know, Kinko's-type thing or something. Or, you know, you need those you need that paper available all the time, those sheets. But, you know, I don't know, maybe some people are familiar with it if they're in the area there. Because it's like a 7-Eleven sort of thing, huh? Federal law mandates that employment practices causing a disparate impact because of race or other protected classifications must be shown by the employer to be necessary to ensure the safe and efficient performance of the particular jobs at issue. That's a quote from EEOC Regional Attorney Deborah M. Lawrence. She's quoted further. Even when such necessity is proven, the practice remains unlawful if there is an alternative practice available that is comparably effective in achieving the employer's goals, but causes less discriminatory effect. Well, there isn't an alternative practice that is comparably effective in achieving the employer's goals, though. There's not here. This is insane. I mean, they're saying if you're not white, you're more likely to have a criminal record, but we should be okay with that. That's basically what we're being told in this country now, folks. I mean, you know, they're starting to give up on the whole, oh, it's just skin color thing, and they're just going straight for just extreme Judaic gaslighting here. Wow. I mean, I'm floored. Symbolically. Figuratively, that is. And so, yeah, it was, I guess, two complaints that got this going. You know, the EEOC began its probe into Sheets after two job applicants filed civil rights complaints alleging employment discrimination. The agency then found that black job applicants were deemed to have failed the company's criminal history screening and were denied employment at a rate of 14.5%, while multiracial job seekers were turned away 13.5%. Well, barely a difference there. Of the time, and Native Americans were denied at a rate of 13%. By contrast, fewer than 8% of white applicants, that is Caucasian, were refused employment because of a failed criminal background check. Oh, the horror. These monsters. The EEOC's lawsuit states, Sheets is a chain of gas stations and convenience stores primarily located in the mid-Atlantic region of the United States, particularly in Pennsylvania, West Virginia, Ohio, Maryland, Virginia, and North Carolina. Ooh, lucky you, if you're in one of those states. The franchise is most well known for its customizable food options, similar to Wawa. That doesn't help me. I'm not familiar with Wawa either. And a number of made-to-order dishes, frozen desserts, and milkshakes available. So, Yeah. Moving right along. While Congress abandons the border, $3.5 billion is slipped into this Israel bill, even though it has nothing to do with Israel, for here at home, migrants and refugees. While Congress failed to pass a border security bill over the weekend amid a flurry of billions in international aid to Ukraine and Israel, they did set aside $3.5 billion for migration and refugee assistance for the State Department to, quote, address humanitarian needs of vulnerable populations and communities, unquote. Wow, that just sounds so warm and fuzzy. Well, written in an absurdly broad brushstroke that's going to be open to interpretation, X-user Oilfield Rando suggests that the funds will be used, quote, to pay the NGOs coordinating the illegal invasion at our southern border and providing all the freebies once they're in, unquote. That sounds pretty likely, Oilfield Rando. And yeah, I have a screenshot of the excerpt slipped into this Israel aid bill. This is really sounds like something to be in an Israel aid bill, doesn't it? Department of State Migration and Refugee Assistance. And it's worded, for an additional amount for migration and refugee assistance, $3,495,000,000 to remain available until expended to address humanitarian needs of vulnerable populations and communities, provided that such amount is designated by the Congress as being for an emergency requirement pursuant to Section 251B2AI of the Balanced Budget and Emergency Deficit Control Act of 1985. Come on, man. It qualifies. Are you kidding? Okay. So, isn't that special? According to that, if Congress designates the funds as necessary for overseas contingency operations, global war on terrorism, and the president subsequently so designates, the funds are activated for use. Of course, nowhere in the bill does it say which migrants, from where, or how the funds can be used to assist them. Quote unquote, assist. Emphasized, given that it's part of the Israel package, one might assume it's referring to refugees from Gaza. However, that isn't articulated in the text, so we can only assume the funds can apply to whatever the State Department wants. State Departments. Assuming Congress and the President activate them. So while there's a nebulous set of words governing the $3.5 billion, and which has the appearance of checks and balances, Congress has provided a virtual slush fund for yet another category of people who aren't Americans. But aren't you afraid of Americans? And has failed to pass legislation that would protect the country from the economic and national security risks posed by unchecked, illegal, migration. Of course. And the legal is a problem too. Let's not forget. You know, this is they're both manners of tearing our nation apart. It's just a numbers game. Illegals provide such higher numbers. And I don't know how much of any qualifications there are these days for legal immigration. Now, this next one requires a bit of a flashback to October, if that is acceptable, and I've been trying to move on from these war zones, but you know, catch now and again something related to Israel or a dread of all dreads, Ukraine, which seems worth reporting. Now, NATO member in significantly high standing, I mean, especially in terms of size of military, Turkey, evidently, and this, of course, to the horror of most all of NATO, required, is rolling out the red carpet for the chief of Hamas. Turkish president, Tayyip, is it? Tayyip Erdogan continued to stir controversy among allies. You know, I can see why they just call him Erdogan. Okay, the cat seems to want center stage. I'm sorry, we're doing news now. Go lie down. Okay, sorry, folks. She misunderstood. Okay, so Erdogan continued to stir controversy among allies by his Hamas-sympathetic stance. And let's remember, last October, all right, another word with my cat. Okay, had to be a little less warm and fuzzy in my verbiage that time. I think she gets the point. But yeah, just as recently as October, to flash back here, just on the heels of the October 7th Hamas attack, let's remember how Erdogan responded. I'll jump to this article here. Well, this article came out October 25th, but Israel outraged after Erdogan calls Hamas liberators, cancels planned trip to mend ties. And yes, Erdogan, reverting back to his hardline stance on Israel and the Palestinian question, in a blistering speech that October 25 was blasting the Jewish state's inhumane war, as he referred to it. And the most surprising moment in that speech, if you folks will recall or not, is when he bluntly said that, quote, Hamas is not a terror organization, unquote, but is a, quote, liberation group, unquote, rightfully protecting, well, rightfully fighting to protect Palestinian lands. And of course, this had been raising eyebrows among Turkey's Western allies. And of course, after all, again, this is the head of state of NATO's second biggest army. Wow. So, yeah, you know, Turkey has quite a presence these days. We'll be right back.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Hey, do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the ones in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, or fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you'll see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Check us out at SusannahSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S. NASSecret.com.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
What I see with old eyes, and every time I turn around, another dies. Think about this, his looks could kill. Vision's bad, we're going to war sometimes, but I'm walking on my own. Dream of familiar places. Visions that the good war sometimes.
And we are back, folks, beyond the official narrative here on Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey giving you the skinny on the decline and gaslighting of the day. Well, I don't know. Is there much more to touch on here? You could at least get a little more of the current. But, yeah, no, I mean, going back to, what, the 25th of October speech of Erdogan. Hamas is not a terror organization, but a liberation group. So that's, you know, a big deal. And, of course, this from the second biggest NATO army. And I really didn't realize that that's how Turkey ranked these days. So current over there, we have, well, more controversy, I guess. But of course, yeah, that was pretty huge already back in October. This weekend, Erdogan went far beyond mere verbal praise. Turkey's president Erdogan played official host to Hamas political bureau chief Ismail Haniya in Istanbul. A nice little photo of them shaking for the camera. Very expressionless. I mean, I don't know. You know, I guess it's the culture. No one wants to insult anyone. So This Saturday meeting saw Erdogan vow to the Hamas chief that Turkey is committed to raising awareness of the plight of the Palestinians on a global stage. He said Turkey will lead the way towards seeing an independent state of Palestine achieved. Well, of course, we just had vetoes. Well, the U.S., namely, vetoing the attempt at Palestinian statehood recognition by the U.N. after it was submitted. I think I may have heard there were a few others who also vetoed, or do they get vetoes? France, I want to say, was one. I think I was reading about that when I saw them mentioned, and possibly one or two other vetoes there. I could only guess. So, you know, this hanging out together at Erdogan's digs sends a strong signal. You know, I can spare you more from the actual article. You know, some are suggesting that, you know, if the Fed really did want to get a hold on inflation, as they say, that they could. They have no intention. It's just a little playing with, you know, each side's give and take a bit here and there to look like you're doing something, you know, kind of like how the left and right get a little more recognition every handful of years. Not as much recently with the whole anti-white agenda. It's kind of hard to be have much of a, well, we did have the Trump presidency, didn't we? And what led up to it. But let's see, we have more anti-Semitic condemnation at the university level from the White House. The White House condemned anti-Semitic protests at Columbia University in this instance. Let's see, we have a quote by New York City Mayor Eric Adams. Yeah, he's getting on the kosher bandwagon pretty hard. Quote, I am horrified and disgusted with the anti-Semitism being spewed at and around the Columbia University campus, unquote. And that was a New York Mayor Eric Adams X thread where he put that. And he went on, I'm not going to give him the pleasure of more from it, but I see we have the break, and we'll be right back with more, folks. A lot of news to come.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
We are back, folks, beyond the official narrative here on Republic Broadcasting. And Israel's military intelligence chief has resigned over the October 7th failures. Now, I looked at that a bit earlier and I went, okay, sure, we'll believe that. That really helps the official narrative, doesn't it? So, yeah. Yeah, you know, I also don't think we should think at all about how much security was actually sent away off duty. I mean, it was so obviously set up. And they have the audacity, the chutzpah, to compare it to 9/11, Pearl Harbor. They're 9/11, they're Pearl Harbor. Netanyahu, in particular, Benjamin Netanyahu. So, yes, this Major General Aharon Haliva, chief of Israel's Defense Forces Military Intelligence Directorate, is expected to vacate the position as soon as his replacement is appointed. So, you know, he's just ashamed. You know, I mean, He thought the Iron Dome was impenetrable, right? And, you know, how could Arabs with box cutters, Hamas with hang gliders, possibly humiliate them like this? Even my cat cannot believe what has occurred. Okay, I think we understand each other once again. So, as far as the Ukraine is considered, current status seems to be more, but just advising, U.S. poised to send 60 additional, quote, military advisors, unquote, to Ukraine. This was from antiwar.com. The U.S. is considering increasing its small military presence in Ukraine by sending up to 60 additional military advisors. Originally, actually, Politico reporting on that. The same day that the House happened to approve $61 billion in spending for this proxy war for unnamed, don't you always love that, U.S. officials told Politico that the additional troops would, quote, support logistics and oversight efforts for the weapons the U.S. is sending Ukraine, unquote. Pentagon spokesman Brigadier General Pat Ryder said the potential deployment would augment U.S. personnel based at the U.S. Embassy in Kiev. So, yeah, it's going to go on and on until there are no male Ukrainians above the age of 10 or something. I don't know. Let's see. I don't know. Do I want to? Well, can we be sure we are done with this geopolitical reporting? I should double check here. I hope we're done with geopolitics. Pretty much. Well, okay, there is a bit. Ukraine is, of course, getting their billions once again. But we had the CIA director reportedly warning Zelensky to stop stealing so much money. So that's a bit of a chuckle for you, at least, in all of this. Congress is passing new Iran oil sanctions, but many are suggesting Biden. Well, come on, man. Biden is unlikely to enforce them. And as far as the effect on the markets, well, they're poised to suppress gold. Once again, business as usual in yet another round. Considering that, you know, things are starting to cool off, you know, the concerns of Armageddon, World War III, what have you, are already starting to subside. And that always gets reflected in the markets. Of course, the machinations with the paper certificates of precious metals do an extra little, well, squeeze on the current climate, you know, the sentiment out there. But it does often get affected to some degrees. Whenever we have any geopolitical skirmishes, for that matter, Of course, the dollar, too, our paper fiat currency as well. In a lot of cases. Well, I'm sorry if you folks can still get any audio from my cat. Maybe I could give another word to her. Okay, at least she responded, so she's listening. Okay, she's becoming a bit arrogant now, but we'll just ignore her. It is the best thing to do, just like with the child acting out, right? With cats. It works sometimes. But, yeah, no, we've had a good deal of, revalues of the gold during the recent skirmishes, especially with the Iran-Israel buildup there. And we had many foreign aid bills that just got through. Of course, we failed to, at the House, pass a Remain in Mexico policy. House fails to pass border security bill with Remain in Mexico policy. The GOP-led House only managed to get 5 Democrats to join them. The GOP-led House failed to pass a border security bill with a 2/3 majority vote Saturday. That bill would have reinstated the Remain in Mexico policy. And it, again, this failed vote, 215 to 199, a vote count. We can't, with everyone else, the rest of the world, scheduled to replace and destroy Americans in America, why would we single out Mexicans, right? It's a good way to put it in perspective, I suppose. I mean, there's no way that would have gone anywhere. Repo Act passage has authorized Biden to confiscate Russian assets and transfer to Ukraine. So, you know, whatever ways possible, not just the military-industrial complex, but whatever ways possible to exploit war on every level, politically, at every tier level, it always certainly is done. I really should be moving on to a few other topics. Some seem more obligatory to report on than something I really prefer, but nonetheless, and we are seeing definitely, again, the stock market, geopolitical fears fading. So that means always propped up stocks, overvalued, will go higher still. Precious metals will be suppressed further still in the near future. It's pretty much the timing that is always chosen. But because it is kind of a double pressure, you already have people more concerned during high tension, geopolitical tension, resorting to these long-term fallbacks. I mean, property as well, but precious metals certainly. And so that, of course, is always played to. But yeah, we did have the Iran oil sanctions, new set of them passed by Congress, and we'll see how much anything is actually, again, you know, done to even enforce them from what we're hearing. I suppose the economy should be at the front of the line as far as the biggest concern for most people. Jobless numbers are still getting faked considerably. We have Michael Schneider out there right now with a whole article on that, and plenty of evidence to back it up, as his usual approach. But no, I mean, the economy is the biggest way things are weaponized against us. The green agenda adds to that pressure. And then, of course, they can add to the anti-white agenda through the green agenda. I mean, we not long ago heard about how black and brown people are affected by climate change more so. And now we're hearing same-sex couples are disproportionately affected by climate change. So if you're not white or if you're gay, we'll give you some extra subsidies for climate change, just as long as you're not white. You see how, and I've been saying this for a while, they're going to use the climate agenda to further the anti-white agenda in the long term. They've already been in subtle ways. Now they're already going with blatant policy, just reinforcing and confirming this. But they're, you know, there's still a bit of a reality check on how fast any of this will become a reality, if ever, if they're hoping for electric vehicles as what they want to really push toward. I think that's just a ruse at the moment. It's really to get most people off vehicles. But JP Morgan is warning of delays to the global energy transition. A reality check on its shift from hydrocarbons to alternatives. Well, the target of net zero is still some time away. We have to face up to the reality that the variables have changed. And of course, this net zero is such a loaded term full of pseudoscience. You know, this whole CO2 scam. As far as other aspects of the economy, commercial real estate foreclosures have been soaring to levels not seen in nearly a decade. Overall, I'm not hearing too good of news about the, well, personal housing market. We're hearing middle class can't afford homes. In nearly half of the top 100 U.S. metros, they see this as the case. Pretty stark figures there. Mortgage rates up 168% under Biden. Home prices up 32.5%. Now, on the state level, where I am in Florida, supposedly I'm hearing some good news. Price cuts in Florida hit highest levels since GFC. 30.1% of house listings had price reductions in March 2024. But you know, overall the trend is still not that great. Certainly when you look at things across the nation. BlackRock, Vanguard, you know, they want permanent renters by the time they get to the Zoomers' retirement era. Stick around, folks.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
And we are back, folks. Final segment of hour one. And, well, I have a bit more of a number of other topics. I guess I'll fit in this hour what I was regretfully feeling obliged to report on, and that is the Trump lawfare. As much as we've been hearing about Trump, but let's see. We've had the current Trump trial begin today. Of course, we're getting live updates, his opening statements in there. Trump urges supporters to peacefully protest. This is about the hush money case. And of course, Trump is making a lot of comments about the timing of it. You know, it's obvious this is pro-Biden election season timing. to be sure, Trump's lawyer, remember he had that attractive lady he's picked it as his most recent lawyer. She's still, I guess, representing. She's raging at what she's calling a, quote, waste of taxpayers' dollars, unquote, as this judge approves Trump's $175 million bond in this New York civil case. And, of course, I mean, they have it in an environment which is very anti-Trump and anti-white, let's be frank, okay? Just a total critical race theory zone for Donald Trump trials. It's a requirement. So, you know, we'll see how this plays out, but it's making it more obvious to people. As much as, again, you know, Trump is as full of shortcomings as anyone. I mean, it's, and as much as elections are such a joke. We were talking with Mr. Gaddy a lot this last week. His revelations on Stevens' broadcast on Saturday morning, for example. You can go and check that article archive out. It really lays it on the line. You know, politicians can vote how they want, unless it actually matters, as far as the establishment's concerned. That pretty much sums it up. And voting is, I've heard it described as a pacifier for the people to suck on, as the government is raping the people. But a good deal to report on some other topics in hour two, if you'll be so kind, stick around. And do check out our sponsors, folks. A lot of great products. People who care about what we report at RBN and who care about the truth. You got to give them credit for that. Check out the sponsors, too. We'll be right back.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.